Hi, I'm Kevin Eikenberry, and I'm here to help you reach your potential as a leader and a human being. Welcome to Remarkable TV. Today we're talking about the biggest barrier to innovation, or at least the one people think is the biggest barrier, the lack of money. Are you ready? Let's get started. So I'm in the middle of doing a number of sessions for a client about innovation and our role as leaders related to it. And early on in the session, I asked this question of the group. I said, what are the biggest barriers that keep us from innovation or from innovating? And the number one answer I get is lack of money. And well, I'm shocked, because isn't your situation really more like this? Now, I realize we may not have a situation where we're literally rolling in the money, or that we have all of the budget we would ever need for anything. And yet, we want to innovate, and we immediately use the money thing as the stop. See, it may be the number one reason that we give. It's really more like the number one excuse that we use to keep us from innovating. The reality is that many, many great projects have become successful because of, or in spite of, a small or meager budget. Just last fall, I wanted to build a bridge at my farm across a small creek. And we had torn down, or we were about to tear down, a structure on the farm. And we determined that the best way to build the bridge would be to use the stuff we already had from the demolition. It's exactly what we did. We built the bridge. The only thing that we invested was in some nails and some time. And you see, that's the key. A lot of times, all we really need as leaders is to help people create a clear and exciting picture of what they're trying to accomplish, and then they will move on in spite of the budget. Now, notice what I said in my very quick story, that we replaced money with time. We don't always have to do that, but sometimes that's what we have to do. I'm going to talk more about that in a future RTV episode. If you're already going, wait a minute, Kevin, I got a time issue, that one's coming. But let me just say this, that if we have a clear picture of where we want to go, and if we don't let the money excuse get in our way, we might find all sorts of creative ways to get to our end goal. And you know what? Once we get closer to the end goal, once we've got a test model, once we've got a pilot, once we've got a sample, oftentimes the money will begin to flow when others start to see what you and your team see in this innovation. All of this leads us to today's tweet. The lack of money is never the reason to abandon a project. In fact, it might be what you need in order to succeed. Now, as leaders, we must be innovators. We must help our teams continue to get better. Listen, if we had everything we needed already, we wouldn't need to innovate, but we also wouldn't need leaders. So one of the things that we talk about when we bring people together for the Remarkable Leadership Workshop is we talk about innovation. We talk about our role in innovation. We talk about how we can remove those barriers so innovation can take place. Is that all we talk about? No, but it's one of the things we talk about, because in the Remarkable Leadership Workshop, we're about helping leaders be more effective across the competencies that they need to be successful. I hope you'll join us for a future one of those workshops where I will lead a group of people like you and your cohorts and others who are in the same position as you, leading and wanting to do it more effectively. Join us for a learning experience that is fun, engaging, exciting, practical, relevant, and useful. You'll leave a more effective leader than you came. Now, I thank you for joining us for this episode, and I hope that you'll add some comments below. If you have other concerns about this whole money resource thing, or if you have other observations to make, please add them below. Or if you've got comments that you'd like me to address in a future episode, put those in the comments as well, because that's why we're here, is to help you be more effective. Thanks so much for watching this episode, and we'll talk to you in a future episode again.